Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Christianity Today is weighing into the creation-evolution controversy with a cover story, The Search for the Historical Adam, and look for a future Real Science Friday show where Fred Williams and I talk it through and what's going on at Christianity Today and The Search for the Historical Adam. I thought all you had to do was open up to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, and there he is. Why is Christianity Today looking for him? Would he get lost? And then, in Louisiana, there is a vote scheduled for right about now on the Louisiana Personhood Bill, that is HB 645, sponsored by Representative John Labruzzo from Metairie, Louisiana. American Right to Life has been down there lobbying for the bill. Other personhood leaders have been there lobbying for the bill. The American Right to Life Louisiana spokesperson out of New Orleans issued a press release today, a very exciting bill. It passed in committee 10-2 on Thursday. And if you want to read about it, just go to the top of AmericanRightToLife.com or .org, doesn't matter, AmericanRTL.org, and you'll read all about the Louisiana Personhood Bill. You could pray for Representative John Labruzzo and pray for the vote, and we'll let you guys know what happens. Sadly, there has been a real effort to kill the bill. And that effort has come from, well, it's come from Focus on the Family, the Louisiana Family Forum, and Louisiana Right to Life, the affiliate of National Right to Life, and the local bishops, the Catholic bishops. But that's expected now. We're, what, 5 years into a modern personhood movement, and we know that the opposition comes primarily from the status quo in the pro-life movement or the pro-life industry. It's very exciting that personhood efforts have taken off all over the country. And today there's an important vote in Louisiana. So please pray and pray for Representative John Labruzzo. Now, the big story today comes from WorldNet Daily. WorldNet Daily exclusive commentary: have conservatives lost the same-sex marriage debate? That's the question asked. The answer is just amazing. And I'm wondering, I asked my producer, are we going to be able to get the author on? You think we should be? All right. As soon as you have him available, let me know and we'll get right to him. Have conservatives lost the same-sex marriage debate? In his interview with World Magazine, which will appear in print later this month, Focus on the Family president Jim Daly pronounces doom for social conservatives in the gay marriage debate. Huh. Despite strong victories where defense of marriage amendments and legislation have been proposed, yeah, I seem to remember this. I seem to think you could go to Wikipedia and just look up the list of U.S. state constitutional amendments banning homosexual marriage, and I seem to remember that there's a long list. So here today, June 7, 2011, at WorldNet Daily, have conservatives lost the same-sex marriage debate? Focus on the Family president Jim Daly gives an interview to World Magazine to be published later this month. And Jim Daly pronounces doom for social conservatives in the gay marriage debate. I thought we were winning everywhere. Despite strong victories where defensive marriage amendments and legislation have been proposed, even, and this is from today's exclusive commentary at WorldNet Daily, despite strong victories where DOMA, Defense of Marriage Amendments, and legislation have been proposed, even in liberal states like California, Delaware, and Illinois, Jim Daly believes, quote, we've probably lost that. We've got him on the line? All right, great. Let's pull him right up. That'll be super. That's one thing Daly and I can agree on, says the author, but for vastly different reasons. How do you pronounce this? Craddock. This is by Josh Craddock. Josh, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thanks, Bob, for having me on the air.
Well, what an honor to have the author of such an excellent article at WorldNet Daily on Bob and Yurt Live. Josh, your credentials at the bottom of this column, could you tell us who you are?
Yeah, well, I'm Josh Craddock. I attend Denver Bible Church. I'm a communications coach and author at the Institute for Cultural Communicators, and I currently study politics at the King's College in New York City.
The King's College in New York City, and your campus is in the Empire State Building. What a neat school. One of the places to be if you're a Christian looking for a college education. So, Josh Craddock, I guess I could call you Josh, right?
Yeah.
We've been friends for a long time. Josh, congratulations on getting this published. Is this your first published work?
I've had a book in print before, and I've done some research author work, but never have I had an article published before of my own. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Wow, that is just thrilling. And so your lead here is that Focus on the Family President Jim Daly. What is it that he pronounced? Could you repeat that for the audience so it could sink in?
Basically, Jim Daly has pronounced doom for the conservative, social conservative movement in the gay marriage debate. He says that we've pretty much lost that.
We pretty much lost that. And you cite even the liberal states where the Defense of Marriage Amendments pass, and typically they pass overwhelmingly. And you mentioned California, of all places.
That's right. Even in liberal states, overwhelmingly, these marriage amendments have passed because Americans generally realize that marriage shouldn't be between homosexual partners.
Right. So it's something that we have such an uphill battle on personhood because they say, oh, we're going to lose if we try personhood. It's based on fear. They're afraid we're going to lose. They think we're losing even when we win landslide elections in state after state all over the country.
That's right.
It's not surprising. They're afraid to stand up for the right to life of every child, the right that comes from God. I'd like to continue quoting your article, and if you could comment as we go along.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Jim Daly observes that among young people, 65 to 70% of them favor same-sex marriage, and that, based on demographics, conservatives won't win them back. Could you tell us your opinion of that?
I agree with that. I think that it's a sad state of affairs, even within Christian circles, within conservative circles. Young people are more and more leaning towards acceptance of homosexuality, homosexual behavior, and homosexual marriage.
Yeah, we see that churches want to get the issue behind them because it produces conflict, and conflict is something that modern Christianity wants to avoid. Not conflict with pro-life activists. They'll take conflict there anytime, but conflict with the sexual immorality and perversion and liberalism and liberal soft views of God's word. They want to avoid conflict with those issues. And so you write, as a young person, I can attest to the truth of these statistics. Even within conservative Christian circles, and Josh, you've been moving in conservative Christian circles for as long as you've been moving. And so sadly, your observation, I think, is accurate. Christians don't want to have to oppose homosexuality. Forget marriage. They don't want to have to oppose homosexuality. I think Focus on the Family is waving the white flag. Even though we're winning everywhere where we fight to defend marriage as between one man and one woman, I think Focus on the Family is waving the white flag because they don't want to fight it. They want to be approved by all men. They're people pleasers, and so they just want to get the whole issue behind them. What's next? Abortion, and what's next? Pornography, and what's next? They're ashamed, I think. I'm not putting words in your mouth, but my opinion. They're ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Christ who said, God created us male and female.
Well, I think that it's definitely true. It seems part of the reason why Jim Daly has said we're losing this battle, and there's really no point in continuing, is that I think they would like to get the issue behind them so they don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, you continue, homosexual marriage is an issue about which many of my friends are happy to adopt a live and let live mentality. Where did they get that idea from? In part, from Focus on the Family. You go on to make the case, and the case is powerful. So let me continue. You write, rewind to 1992's Colorado campaign on Amendment 2. And by the way, the people of Colorado voted for Amendment 2 and passed it, right, statewide?
That's right. And I'll just mention that 1992, I was about 1 year old, so I don't remember this from firsthand knowledge.
Okay.
But this is what I've been told.
Yeah, it's very well documented on the Internet.
It is.
Okay, so in Colorado's Amendment 2 campaign, designed to stop homosexuals from receiving special rights based on their sexual orientation, it was then that Dr. James Dobson and the Vice President of Public Policy for Focus on the Family, Tom Minnery, adopted the unwise but politically opportunistic campaign slogan. So you're saying they adopted an unwise but politically opportunistic campaign slogan, quote, equal rights, not special rights.
That's so, right. And if you Google that, you'll still come up with legal reviews and journals that still quote that slogan in reference to Colorado's Amendment 2 and the homosexual rights movement that has been going on for the past few decades. They'll still go back to that slogan and Colorado's Amendment 2 campaign.
Whoa, very interesting. So here we are. This is a long time. This is almost 20 years later. I just did it on your suggestion, and I went to History Matters website, and I could see so many sites here, and they're about Colorado's vote on Amendment 2. So this was Focus on the Family saying equal rights for homosexuals. That's what they were teaching the world. And churches, and families, and children, equal rights for homosexuals. So let's think about that as we continue with your article. You write, if homosexuals are entitled to equal rights, then why should homosexual couples be prohibited from marrying? I think that's a great question. Why should, you know, Focus on the Family tries to stop the publication of homosexual textbooks and textbooks that teach students about homosexuality. Well, if homosexuals have equal rights, why should they do that? Why do they care if homosexuals are teaching first and second grade or coaching the boys' wrestling team or on a submarine in the U.S. Navy? They shouldn't care about any of those things if homosexuals have equal rights.
That's right. At that point, you've pretty much lost the battle.
You've lost the battle already, which you go on to make that point. And how about adopting children? Should homosexuals adopt children? These are all issues that Focus on the Family tried to take a stand over the years, but they were not standing on a firm foundation. They're standing on the culture and on the desire to be liked by everyone. So they constantly slide. You could chart their moral slide, their moral relativism. You could chart it, and they change their positions year by year, whereas the Bible stays the same.
That's right. Conservatives and the Christian movement, I mean, it's the same thing with the don't ask, don't tell. When Clinton enacted that, all the conservatives were against it. And now, a decade and a half later, 2 decades later, we're looking at the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell under President Obama, and all the conservatives are falling over themselves, asking voters to call their representative and prevent the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So
right.
I guess you could say they opposed it before they supported it.
They opposed it before they supported it. That's great. It documents, and we've been saying this, for example, the Republican Party is the Democratic Party of 20 years ago. It's the Democratic
yep.
Party of 20 years ago, and that pattern has been consistent since World War II, and there's just a slide on principles. And so when you say my top priority is to elect Republicans, regardless of if I have to hold my nose and support people who are immoral and advocate socialism and abortion and homosexuality and evolution and godless schools and all, well, then what you're doing is you're turning the Republican Party into the Democratic Party. If you had a plan to destroy the principled foundation of America and of the Republican Party, you'd try to get people to vote for the Republican candidate, no matter how bad he is, and you'd be accomplishing your goal. So, Josh, let me continue here. You write, Focus on the Family lost the gay marriage debate in 1992 when they broke with 3,500 years of Judeo-Christian history and sided with Hillary, Hollywood, and the humanist by legitimizing homosexual behavior. And then let's continue. Incidentally, that victory was short-lived. It was overturned. Colorado won the Amendment 2 campaign, right?
Yeah, we had that victory here in Colorado.
Yeah, we passed it. And what it would do is it tried to stop the homosexual agenda. It basically tried to stop it.
Right.
Today, you could get sued if you don't hire a homosexual and all. It tried to put the brakes on some of that insanity. We've gone so far that just, 3 years ago, Governor Ritter signed into law in Colorado, Senate Bill 200, which prohibits the publishing of books or pamphlets or flyers that condemn or speak against homosexual behavior and even cohabitation. So we have a censorship bill, a law statewide in Colorado against teaching and proclaiming, distributing books and anything, ads, promoting the Christian worldview and opposing homosexuality. So that's how far we've slid.
Unfortunately, on the SB 200.
Yeah. Oh, did we lose you? We lost Josh. All right. Let's try to get Josh back on. And let me continue. Josh Craddock wrote, incidentally, that victory was short-lived. It was overturned in Romer v. Evans. Colorado voted for Amendment 2, and it passed. And it was overturned in a U.S. Supreme Court decision called Romer v. Evans in 1996 with the help of a prominent Washington, D.C. lawyer who specialized in oral arguments before the Supreme Court. Less than a decade later, Dr. Dobson actually supported that attorney's bid to become the nation's next Chief Justice. Now, do you got that? Focus on the Family supported Amendment 2 to put a stop to the homosexual agenda. And then it was overturned in 1996 with the volunteer help of a prominent Washington, D.C. attorney who then, less than 10 years later, Focus on the Family supported in his bid to become the nation's next Chief Justice of the United States of America. We have Josh Craddock back on the line. Josh, do you recall the name of that lawyer?
That's Chief Justice John Roberts.
That's right. In 2005, John Roberts was confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court, you write, and that with the support of Focus on the Family, even though John Roberts fought to overturn a statewide amendment that was voted on by the people, and it just so happens, coincidentally, the voice of the people that time was consistent with God's principles that he made us male and female, and sexual immorality is criminal. they supported the very man who volunteered his time to craft the oral arguments to overturn their amendment, and they supported him to be the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. That's a non sequitur. That doesn't make sense that they would do that.
Yeah, it's terrible. We've been supporting bad Supreme Court justices for years, and John Roberts is just another one in a long line of those justices. And it's unfortunate that Focus on the Family supported him, even after he overturned Amendment 2 that Focus on the Family had supported and helped pass here in Colorado.
Yeah, I recall what Dr. Dobson said at the time on the air to justify it. He said that you can't hold John Roberts responsible for his work in that case. He said it's like a secretary who's processing papers, and she just has to process the paperwork. You don't hold her responsible for what the papers say. Well, he was a partner at a prestigious D.C. law firm, and he volunteered his time to help the homosexuals, radical homosexuals, force their agenda on the state of Colorado. That's who he is. And Dr. Dobson said, well, it's not his fault. He had to do it. It was the paperwork.
Yeah. And unfortunately, when it comes to moral issues like this, you can't have the excuse, especially when you volunteer, you can't use the excuse that, oh, I was just pushing paperwork.
No, of course. That's what? You had Nazis saying, I was just following orders. But even the Nazis never got around to saying, well, I volunteered for it.
Right.
So you conclude then your column in WorldNet Daily today, have conservatives lost the same-sex marriage debate? Most recently, Focus on the Family announced that they wouldn't oppose a homosexual nominated to the U.S. Supreme Court over sexual orientation. A spokesperson for the organization commented that the nominee's sexual orientation, quote, should never come up because it's not even pertinent to the equation, unquote. Then you write, not even relevant to know if an individual appointed for life to the highest court in the nation has a traditional view of the family? And they're focused on the family. And you ask, where did that come from? Certainly America's founding fathers would be shocked since they followed the Christian tradition that criminalized homosexuality. Today's conservative Christian leaders believe what was scandalous just 30 years ago, that homosexuality should be legal. Back in the Dark Ages, way back in 1986, that's before you were born, right, Josh?
Yes, it is.
Way back in 1986, when the Supreme Court upheld Georgia's anti-sodomy law, Christian leaders actually believed that homosexual behavior should be criminal. That's 86. That's not too long ago. That's 25 years ago. Their beliefs have changed rather quickly with the culture preferring to garner social acceptance through a moral fluidity that reminds me of Groucho Marx's quip, if you don't like my principles, I have others. Yeah, Josh. And then despite victories for traditional marriage in states across the union, social conservatives are losing because they've missed the heart of the issue. Same-sex marriage is a diversion. The real battle is over the morality of homosexuality itself. Great article, Josh.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations on getting this published. We will put a link to it in today's show summary as we describe your accomplishment in getting your first article published. Just great. Anything you'd like to add, sir?
I just thank you so much for having me on and for the teaching here at Bob Enyart Live. A lot of the information that you don't hear in the mainstream media, like you don't hear about the Amendment 2 battle and the Equal Rights for Special Rights slogan that came up during the Amendment 2 battle. You don't hear that other places other than Bob Enyart Live. So thank you so much for what you've done on this show and what you're doing for the kingdom.
Well, God bless you, Josh. I appreciate you. And our phone number here is 1-800-8-ENYART. If you would like to help support Bob Enyart Live, we really do need your support. We have many Bible study albums DVDs on the Bible. We've got sermons. We've got seminars on topics like predestination, free will, the end times, criminal justice. What does God say about criminal justice? So many neat materials. It's been some years now. We've been saying at Bob Benyart Live that because of the moral slide of the pro-life movement where they've compromised on do not murder, we are seeing the same moral slide regarding do not commit adultery and do not lie a man with a man as a man would lie with a woman. We're seeing the same moral slide everywhere. We see conservative Christians supporting socialist entitlement programs, as we saw with George W. Bush, and faith-based initiatives, which are government handout programs that are funneled through the church, so as the middleman, the church gets a cut. We see the support Focus on the Family for decades now has failed to warn families that a godless education system is harmful for your children. Put your children in a Christian education. Failure after failure after failure, because the foundation has crumbled, for they've given their loyalty to a political party and they're results oriented. They don't look at what God said, they look at what they think they could accomplish. So check us out at kgov.com. May God bless you.